On a Moonless Night, written by Sacrilegious, read by Hananobida, fandom Sailor Moon. Seiya Ko cries out, despite her soldier's resolve, as Tenno Haruka throws her back against the alley wall. Wincing, she raises a hand to grip her freshly bruised shoulder. The taller woman looms over her, her fists clenched dangerously at her side. Hiding in plain sight? No, worse than that. Attracting as many humans to you as possible. Do you really think Neptune and I will tolerate your seduction of our solar system? Seiya's lips twitch into a fierce, feral smirk, all sharp, dark features and the ferocity of a cornered wildcat. Her pulse beats in her ears. A sailor starfighter, the starlight born to destroy, where the others create and preserve. She has no doubt she's a match for this leggy, arrogant soldier of these 9 alien planets orbiting a yellow sun. Haruka may have been willing to allow the starlights to carry their injured leader off the roof before the rain began, but Seiya knows why her rival has cornered her here. Now that she's proven herself the head of their task force, Haruka sees no need to deal with underlings. She thinks about the human light of this solar system, Tsukino Usagi, radiant with passion and hope and goodwill. She won't be the one to assault Usagi's friend and ally. She longs to be counted as friend, ally, and more to the soldier of the moon herself. She reins in her impulse to summon the power of her starseed into her body, softening and gentling and flirting instead. I could imagine seducing more than your solar system. You and I could be each other's type, Tenno-kun. Seiya expects the crack of Haruka's fist against her cheekbone. She gives with it, head snapping to the side. She doesn't guard herself, but the hand at her shoulder reaches up to touch the sore skin of her cheek. She smiles warmly at the furious soldier aggressively in her space, showing she harbors no hard feelings. She'll do anything, suffer any indignity, to find her princess who's fled to this planet. She'll combat Sailor Uranus, if she must, and the fiercely competitive side of her yearns for the fight. But 9 o'clock at night in downtown Tokyo, adjacent to a busy, populated street, isn't the time or the place. Tenno Haruka had a strikingly beautiful face for either a man or a woman, wide, clear blue eyes and wind-tasseled sandy blonde hair. Seiya bets she's a cute girl when she smiles. The memory of Usagi's bright, adoring smile flickers to the fore of her thoughts. She stares down at the dirty pavement beneath her shined black shoes. Heat escapes to her cheeks as sadness clenches her heart with strong, icy fingers. I've lost my princess, given my body for hers, and now I'm being denied her light in my life. Do you have to chase me down back alleys to beat the hope out of me? Seiya jumps as Haruka punches the wall beside her head. She looks up at the soldier and into her eyes. She sees her own pain reflected there, and a staggering anger. Don't lie to me, alien. You intend to find your princess on our planet, and then you'll leave us here to die. Why would I let you get close to Tsukino Usagi when I know you'll break her heart and leave us weaker than when you came? The echo of Taiki and Yaten's bitter plotting burns in Seiya's ears. It's true that it's the Starlight's task and her raison d'etre to keep Kakyu safe, whatever the cost. But isn't that the same of Usagi's 4 guardian soldiers? Seiya's sorrow-choked heart surges with fire and heat when she thinks of Kakyu's garnet eyes and playful smile and the scent of sweet osmanthus. She can no less act on that love than she could help the love Odango makes her feel. She reaches up to trace her fingertips over the sneer of Haruka's lips. Adrenaline flutters inside her with the recognition of how compromised she's allowed her position to become. We're weak without our princess. She molds us. She makes us better. Alone, we're only weapons. It's all I can do to try and share my love for your planet with Star Maker and Star Healer. I have to keep us together and keep us strong. I met Odango, but all they have is the mission. She could see the recognition of her plight in Tenno Haruka. Hatred still boiled beneath her cool exterior. But didn't the three soldiers of Sol's outer system understand more than Usagi's guardian soldiers? Difficult conflicts that demanded impossible sacrifice? Zaya smiles her lopsided smirk. Try and tell me you don't understand us, Sailor Uranus. Feeling wild and daring, she dips in, pressing her lips to Haruka's own soft mouth, so near and so tempting. Her blood's pounding inside her, but it's not with the thrill of battle. A different thrill races through her, even as her kiss promises Haruka forgiveness for every too harsh action she takes in defense of her solar system and Sailor Moon. There's color on Tenno Haruka's face, as Seiya retreats to accept her due for what she's wrought. The soldier softens and darkens. She's no less deadly or dangerous in her comprehension than in her anger, but she lowers her hand from the wall to her side. She looks down on Seiya with embittered acceptance, and Seiya accepts that Sailor Uranus faces the same tensions leading Sailor Neptune and Sailor Pluto that Starfighter faces, with the two hard and broken women who look to her for guidance. For a moment, Seiya's confrontational drive to step on and stamp out Haruka, first lit when the soldier chased her from her lover Michiru's dressing room, subsides. I won't go easy on you, Sailor Starfighter. We never trust, never stray in our vigilance, and we never forgive. There's no hesitation in Haruka's ultimatum, but the emotions clouding the soldier's eyes are less firmly delineated in Seiya's disfavor. Seiya takes Haruka's hand, raising her brick-scraped knuckles between them, fingers trailing against Haruka's roughened palm. If this war ends and we're on the same side, I hope someday to see you smile like your princess must make you smile. Her eyes fall shut as she kisses Haruka's hand, smelling the sharp tang of blood too familiar to her since the fall of Kinmoku and the death of all those proud comrades. She looks up at the blonde over those knuckles and aches for friends and loves she'll never meet again. Tenno Haruka places a hand on Seiya's shoulder. Her fingers trace their way over Seiya's jacket to the nape of her neck where long hair is bound tight. She pulls her close, Seiya still clasping her hand between them. It's Seiya's turn to blush, awed by Haruka's physical charisma, the spicy scent of men's aftershave lingering in the fabric of Haruka's pantsuit. Not Seiya's own brand, something unfamiliar. She shivers, wishing for desperate seconds she could be Kaio Michiru, with this prince among women relieving her burdens. Instead of so alone, and afraid, and so desperate in this war for peace and justice against an unsurmountable foe. Prove us wrong, Sailor Starfighter, Haruka invites, without giving an inch. Seiya swept into the warmth of her lips. Their mouths meet and part in a kiss of shared hungers, shared yokes, and shared fears. Seiya squeezes Haruka's hand with understanding, in place of returning her embrace. Haruka leaves her breathless and lightheaded, but Haruka never smiles. We're watching you, she warns, but it doesn't sound anything like unpleasant a few dizzy inches from Haruka's mouth. Haruka watches Sailor Starfighter vanish down the busy city street from the roof above. Sailor Neptune sits at the edge of the building, her bare legs crossed at her ribboned ankles. She holds her deep aqua mirror in one hand, an essential tool for revealing duplicities in their enemies, and they both wanted a better look at the leader of this opposing faction. She's smug and amused, and the wind plays with the curled edges of her long hair. She's gorgeous. She knows she's gorgeous, but Haruka has never tired of telling her alone in their bedroom. Has a rival for my affection appeared, Haruka? You think she's different from the other girls, too, Haruka surmises from the knowing tone in Michiru's voice. She shakes her head, still staring at the spot where Seiya Ko vanished around the corner with her two fresh bruises. The three of them will be judged together. Michiru's smile only warms, listening to all the things Haruka can't say. Haruka carefully lowers herself to sit beside her lover, letting her own legs dangle stories above Tokyo's pavement. The city night passes on, oblivious to the conflict that's raged across the stars to humanity's doorstep, and the woman who sacrifices for humanity's survival. The end.